ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the very first official real deal episode of We're Gonna Need a Bigger Show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm very happy. I'm happy to be here with my co-host, who is going to be the obnoxious radio guy who slurps his coffee.
Oh yeah, Mikey.
It starts. I would like to introduce my co-host, Cameron Childs.
Hi, how's everybody doing today?
Just full of energy is Cameron Childs. I would also like to introduce our two guests this week to my left. Number one, Ethan Clark Hudson.
The one and only.
The one and only.
Well, actually, not the one and only.
Probably not.
Probably not.
And then to his left, joining us again from our test episode, we have Miss Mallory Burns.
Hello.
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 So, I don't know. I feel good.
I feel good.
I'm excited.
I feel right.
I feel right, Brian.
I feel right.
I'm doing a podcast.
Oh, we're going to do the Beatles.
I've written a song about an octopus.
Nobody gives a fuck. I've got a new mantra. Paul's a big fat cunt. Then there it is, there the it first is. C word dropped for the podcast.
Mike, you've never introduced yourself.
They know me. I'm Mike D. And
D's nuts.
I will literally give you $100 to never say that again. Seriously. Like $100 to never say that again.
We'll see.
Coffee has been spilled.
I don't know what happened. It's a terrible thing that's happened. Cameron.
Hi.
How was your week?
It's been good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Since, working.
Yeah.
Playing video games.
What have you been playing?
You know, Mallory let me borrow Last of Us. I got kind of into it, but I was still so much in that BioShock mood that when it came in the mail from my brother-in-law,
I
jumped right back over. So I've been playing the original BioShock.
How do you like it?
It's wild.
It's a wild game.
Yeah,
let's just all talk about The Last of Us. Blah, blah, blah.
Talking about BioShock,
oh. Bro. Why don't you calm down? Oh. You missed that boat. Yeah. We can talk about that in a minute, though. Yeah. Anyway.
Back to your BioShock story.
BioShock's a lot of fun. And I like how different it is from Infinite.
I know I'm playing
them out of order and everything, but there's a lot of different elements to appreciate about the first one that are completely different in terms of mood, tone, gameplay.
So had you played it before?
No.
You never played it before?
No. See, this is the weird thing is that I asked my friend if I could borrow his Xbox so I could play the BioShock games, and all of a sudden I got dumped off with both his Xbox and his PlayStation 3. So it's like all of a sudden I went from the guy who had a Wii and a bunch of retro Super Nintendo games to having like all the current systems.
Just like that.
Yeah. So
it's pretty cool.
I got Infinite in the mail from my brother-in-law in Germany, and then a few weeks later got the original one. Infinite blew me away for obvious reasons if you've already played it. And, haven't been the same since.
See, the original one is one of my all-time.
Yeah.
Because it's always been the whole thing of anything underwater has always been, like, I liked it, you know, but that just is top-notch. It's always been one of my favorite games.
It is a great game.
It's my favorite, probably my favorite game series.
Yeah.
Other than Portal.
Which is something I still need to get my hands on at some point. So, Ethan, how you been, man? What's been going on? Let's, you want to share the good news with our listeners who might not know you?
Yep, recently got engaged.
Woo!
in Disney World. So there was that. It was pretty cool, except for my family creeping on me the whole time.
What do you mean they were creeping on you?
Well, it was supposed to be this kind of, the way that I had imagined it was like, oh yeah, let's go over here to this, because it was at this little wishing well. And the entire family kind of came over and lined up and, like, all took out their phones before I had done anything. And so it put more pressure on me than there should have been.
But so they blew it.
Pretty much, it was pretty much ruined. She initially said no, I had to talk her into doing it. But it's all good now.
So. An Asian ghost climbed out.
There was a brief moment, yeah. But
that was good.
Thank you. Other than that, pretty much just holding it down at the K-Rodge.
At Kroger. Kroger. At the K-Rodge.
Well, there's a collective group, the cool kids. We call it the K-Rodge.
The cool kids of K-Rodge.
Just making sure old people have their supplements. And
wonderful. Mallory.
Hey.
Tell us, what have you been up to? What's new in the last 4 days?
In the last 4 days, I have gone to work 4 times. So exciting.
Good stuff. Good. Well, I'm glad nothing's changed.
Nothing has changed, ever.
Still keeping it...
Slutty.
Yes. That's what. So one of the last times Mallory was here, she wrote, for no reason at all, keeping it slutty on the back of her iPad case. Just no reason.
With lightning bolts.
She didn't want to forget it.
you have to remember it to always. There. Well, good. Cool. Glad to hear from everyone. So let's hop right into a little bit of news. What do you think, Cameron?
I'm for it. Let's do it.
Let's talk about it. I guess the biggest, we'll start off with TV news. What was the big TV news this week?
Doctor Who.
Somebody else needs to talk about this, because I'm not a Doctor Who fan. I don't really follow it. Who wants to take this one? Mallory? Cameron? Me and Ethan.
I'll take it.
I think me and Ethan should probably sit this one out.
I'm not really a fan myself, but live with people who are.
Yeah. So what's that like?
It's like a lot of half-seen episodes, a lot of complaining about how Matt Smith isn't as good as David Tennant, that kind of stuff.
What's been the consensus on the new announcement?
I haven't really heard any opinions on it from people other than the people talking about it on TV.
Right. Stephanie doesn't?
No, she isn't.
All right. One way or the other. Right on. Peter Capaldi, is that it?
Peter Capaldi.
Yeah.
The thick of it.
In the loop.
He was actually in Torchwood, which is in the same universe as Doctor Who, which I know can be a little confusing considering he's a doctor now.
And he played a Who Doctor in World War Z?
Mind blown.
My biggest issue with the announcement is, you know, you go from Matt Smith to Capaldi, and my Facebook feed is just full of all these girls like, he's not as hot. And it's really upsetting that we've gotten to that point of our generation where it's like the Twilight.
Just wait till Tumblr gets a hold of it.
Okay, so Matt Smith is hot?
Yeah, apparently. Like,
I think he looks like a ghoul.
Feet faces.
He does.
I think he looks like a ghoul.
He very much looks, his hair, and it's just, no.
He's ghoulish.
He's got a lot going in terms of personality, I think. But
he has a lot going in terms of forehead, also.
He looks like a human candle. Like, he looks like he is made out of wax. He looks like he's been sitting in the sun, and he is a human candle.
I've seen two episodes, so I feel very, I can talk about it all day. There was a character that was a tree, and that was a tree. That was pretty cool.
Who played the tree?
It was a female tree.
Okay.
And we're done. So new doctor, us here at, we're going to need a bigger show. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, I want to add that I think, why don't reveal him in an episode?
Yeah. Oh, instead of like making like it a conference. Yeah, I think that should have been.
It's like Microsoft and Sony had to make their big reveal, so Doctor Who had to do theirs.
Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of where it is now, and it's kind of that whole thing you were talking about spoilers.
Oh, is this a transition?
Maybe. I think that was good.
Okay.
I think that was good, right?
Yeah, I like it.
All right. With it.
I didn't know if that's what that look meant.
Transition.
So
for future reference, we're not going to announce transitions.
Or are you going to announce every single one of them?
I'm planning on bringing a soundboard to the next episode. Spoilers. Spoilers have gotten to be this big thing that people yell about on the internet. It's getting to be almost unbearable. It kind of goes without saying that people watch TV differently than they used to. You can DVR, you can wait for it on Netflix, whatever you want to do. And so people aren't always watching the episodes as they come out. So obviously that paired with the internet and people talking about episodes on Twitter, you know, especially things like Downton Abbey and The Walking Dead and whatever, where there are lots of shocking deaths and whatnot.
Right.
This whole spoiler thing has gotten to be a big deal, which I've already said. And there's been some university that did a study talking about how they ruined the ending for this piece of short fiction for one group, and the other group, they didn't tell them anything. And I don't know how they gauged this exactly, but they found out that the people that had the ending quote-unquote spoiled for them enjoyed it as much or even more than the people that didn't know what was going to happen. Like it was a big twist at the end or something.
Right.
So, I guess to open that up for discussion, if you had known, you know, so-and-so was going to die in your favorite show, you know, right before you watched the episode, would that have taken away from the emotional impact? Or would seeing the whole thing knowing, okay, this person's about to die, I don't know how, I don't know when, would that have built a different kind of tension and you would have enjoyed it in a different way you wouldn't have otherwise?
I don't know. I don't like spoilers. I try to... I used to be kind of, like, for movies, I used to try to hunt them down and, you know, find them and read them. But I've gotten a perfect example. I feel like I enjoyed... And I really, really enjoyed the film, so don't get me wrong. But I feel like I enjoyed The Dark Knight less because I read an entire plot spoiler.
Which was what? Like, what did it... You read the entire
plot. I mean, it pretty much gave a... Not a whole play-by-play, but, like, the big, big stuff. So I feel like that, you know... And, I mean, and it's been like that with several TV shows. The Walking Dead being the worst. I couldn't... This last season, I couldn't get on Tumblr or Facebook or anything immediately after an episode had aired without finding out a lot of things I didn't want to know.
Mm.
So... For me, it definitely takes away from it. Ethan, how do you feel about it?
I mean, I spoil stuff for myself all the time, actually. And it, I don't know, it really, it's never, I can't think of a particular time that it's actually taken away from it. I think the best example I can think of is, unintentionally, I spoil a lot of stuff for myself. And the most recent one was a Game of Thrones episode. I was trying to find out about a character or something, and I got linked to the wiki page or whatever, and yada yada, I'm reading. And then, come time for the big reveal, you know, I knew everything that was going to happen, whereas everybody else in America was kind of freaking out. Mm-hmm. But I didn't feel like it took away from it. I mean, I still felt that it was effective as far as it goes. I mean, I still enjoyed it, so... I mean, spoilers don't really bother me. I usually won't spoil it for myself unless I just can't wait, you know. And
right on. Mallory?
I guess I'm kind of siding with you, Mike. I mean, I think it's a personal preference thing, but like the study that you're talking about, I doubt that the short story they read them was something that they were all really passionate about in the first place, you know. Sure. It's different from taking let's take a group of Walking Dead fans and split them in half and spoil, you know, a plot to them and another to... You know, I think it's more different when it's something that you're really passionate about. And again, I think it's personal preference, but like we at the store, we have a no spoilers policy, which sounds really dumb. But right after Mass Effect 3 came out, one of our employees who hadn't got a chance to play it yet because he's been working, you know, someone came in and revealed that someone dies in it or whatever. And, it was kind of like one of the worst days of his life.
And he went home and hung himself.
Yes, and he's dead now. So take those spoilers and suck it.
I mean, I think that's actually a good point, though. I think it does. It has to completely do with how much you care about something. Right. Because, I read the synopsis completely for, like, the last three episodes of Dexter and watched it. Nope. I mean, okay, so what? But, like, if they came out with Breaking Bad spoilers or whatever, I would... No, I don't want to read that because I want it to be... So it just kind of depends on how, you know, how into it and how much you want it to...
We need a new study, I think, is what we're...
Yeah.
Cameron, I think you're the man to do that study.
Yeah. The thing is, you got to find somebody who's willing to give that up.
Right.
Because when it comes to me and Breaking Bad, I don't even want to risk not getting the same effect.
Right.
Not getting the maximum effect.
Yeah. No, that's a good point.
So I
guess we'll pose it to everybody out there. I mean, what do y'all think? Spoilers, do they affect you? Do they not affect you?
Do they kill you?
Do you watch it with different eyes?
Do you hang yourself?
Do you hang yourself? Do you watch it with different eyes? Like, you're specialized.
My brand.
My brand.
Okay. So, like, if you know that, and I'm sorry if you haven't seen Fight Club, then screw you. But anyway, if you know the reveal at the beginning of the movie, don't you watch it differently? But then you have to ask yourself.
But I didn't find that out until afterwards either. You know, like that wasn't spoiled for me.
Were there spoilers in 1999? Did that happen?
Well, son, settle down and we'll tell you.
I understand. I get what you're saying.
Well, cool.
It does change. All right,
so we will. Yeah. This question will make its way onto the Facebook group, and we'd love to hear what y'all have to say. Let's wrap up our TV news. We've got a couple other things. Like, we found out some American Horror Story news this week. The next season, Coven, or Coven. It might be Coven.
That sounds like
Coven. I've always heard Coven.
It's going to jump back and forth in time. Jessica Lange and Sarah Paulson, who are returning, will be witches. Kathy Bates plays a real-life serial killer, Madame Lalaurie, is that right? A socialite who killed and kept slaves bound in her basement.
Ooh, it's dark.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty dark. Angela Bassett plays a real-life voodoo expert, Marie Laveau, and it's going to premiere on October 9th. And the first teaser came out today, and it was...
awesome.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Even though it was only 16 seconds.
That's fine. That's totally cool. We're going to put the link to that on the Facebook page as well. Also, FX is developing a Fargo TV show.
I don't even know what that means.
The Coen Brothers film?
I mean, I know what that means, but I've never seen it, so it doesn't affect me.
Oh, well, okay. They're developing a Fargo TV show with Billy Bob Thornton to star.
I have no idea how to feel about this.
I don't either. It's not going to have any of the characters or the plot from the movie, and it's going to be 10 parts long. And then done.
Oh. So it's just, it's about more small town bumbling criminals and murders?
Yeah, apparently Billy Bob Thornton's character takes advantage of an insurance salesman. I don't know.
Yeah. See, Billy Bob Thornton, he's hit or miss.
Yeah.
To put it nicely.
So, I don't know. I'll be interested to see how that develops. The first piece of movie news that I want to talk about is the Machete 2 trailer. They released a first one a while back, and they have just released the second one. And we're going to watch it, and y'all can watch it as well. And we will meet back here after the trailer is done.
Nobody knows Machete. Machete kills.
You're good.
And that's that. What do you think?
Pretty amazing.
I'm gonna see it.
That looks just ridiculous enough.
that meets the Cameron Child scale of ridiculousness.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I thought it was awesome.
You haven't seen the first one.
And I haven't seen the first one. I mean, I liked... which one? He did Planet Terror, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I love that, but...
I love pretty much everything that Robert Rodriguez has touched. Except for... the short... Was it called The Shorts? I don't know. He did some weird family movie that I wasn't crazy about, but... He did Faculty.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know
you're... Boy vs. Slaughter.
I didn't know that, didn't you?
No, I didn't like that one either.
I know you're big on the Grindhouse.
Yeah, aesthetics. Yeah.
I try not to talk about him because I have a hard time saying Robert Rodriguez. I always end up like wobble Wiwiguez.
Why?
I don't know. It's a weird thing.
Mallory?
Yeah, looks pretty interesting.
Oh my god. I mean, that's proof. That's proof that Mallory is just agreeing for the sake of agreeing.
Well, I don't think it
hurts. Sometimes hurt. I just think that certain people get cast in a movie because of their like their
boobs.
No, I hate Charlie Sheen so much. Like, why is he still being like rewarded for being just the worst?
I mean,
kind
Mel
of
Gibson,
person.
The same thing if he said,
and
Mel
same
Gibson.
Thing, yeah. Mel Gibson. It's like, I why know. I don't
kind
understand.
Of an awful human being, but I still want to see them be crazy.
Yeah,
I think it was effective. The music.
The, oh yeah, Conquest.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite songs. I mean, that was pretty neat seeing that thrown in there.
He has a thing with body part guns.
Yes, or accessories.
Yes. So, because in, was it Dusk Till Dawn that the guy had the, like...
crotch gun.
Yeah.
Which made an appearance in Desperado as well.
Mm. And then Planet Terror was the...
leg gun.
Yeah, yeah. Gun.
So, I don't know. I'm excited. I'll watch that.
The first one was awesome.
I really like the first one. You just saw that recently, didn't you? No?
Maybe a year ago.
Okay. Also, out today was the teaser trailer for Muppets Most Wanted.
Yay!
I love Muppets.
I love Muppets.
The official synopsis from Disney is that it takes the entire Muppet gang on a global tour, selling out grand theaters in some of Europe's most exciting destinations, including Berlin, Madrid, and London. But mayhem follows the Muppets overseas as they find themselves unwittingly entangled in an international crime caper headed by Constantine, the world's number one criminal and a dead ringer for Kermit, and his dastardly sidekick Dominic, aka Number Two, portrayed by Ricky Gervais. The film stars Golden Globe and Emmy and SAG Award winning actress and writer Tina Fey. As Nadia, a feisty prisoner guard, and Emmy Award winner Ty Burrell as Interpol agent Jean-Pierre Napoleon.
Now, what's a prisoner guard, Mike?
I can't answer that.
Okay, walk away from the movie.
Prisoner guard.
You get a taste of her character in the trailer. It's a weird. That's a really weird phrasing, isn't it? Is that what it says, or did I say prisoner?
You said it's a feisty prison guard.
Fuck me.
I see now.
Maybe.
Thanks.
So,
Cam.
That's what we're here for. So,
don't touch me.
The big villain is not a person?
Kermit.
It's Bizarro Kermit.
It's Bizarro Kermit.
But then his number two.
Ayo, Kermit the Frog.
That's how he talks?
That's how Bizarro Kermit
talks. That was kind of Randy Newman.
Well, he does the voice.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
So, I don't know. I mean, it's another caper movie, Muppet Caper.
What do you know? I'm interested to see, like, if Ricky Gervais is going to go
Gervais.
Gervais is going to go really over the top with it, what, you know, yeah. What the tradition is, or, you know.
I hope so.
I mean, the newest one was really, really...
It was incredible. Really,
even though my seat was being kicked consistently by three-year-old kid, it was still enjoyable through all that. So
well, we're gonna post the teaser trailer on the Facebook page. Give it a look. Let us know what you think.
Is Jason Segel involved?
No. Okay. I think he may be producing and helping with the music, maybe, but he is not in the film.
Okay.
So will Sheldon Cooper make another cameo?
Probably not.
Interesting fact: that guy's really old.
Sheldon?
He's like 40.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Other big news this week. Warner Brothers shortlist for Batman actors for the Batman Superman movie have made their way online. They include Josh Brolin, Ryan Gosling, Richard...
Armitage.
That's how you say it.
Matthew Good and Max Martini from Pacific Rim. He was one of the older Australian pilot. I don't know. I would love to see Josh Brolin as Batman. I think that's pretty fucking cool.
I would hate to see Ryan Gosling as Batman.
Ryan Gosling, yeah,
that would be even worse.
Is he gonna?
He'd make a good Flash.
I mean, he's good at brooding, but I mean,
those heavy eyes are just stupid.
I'd like to see Richard Armitage.
See, I don't want to see Josh Brolin.
I'd like to see more from him.
Really?
I don't know.
Why not?
I don't. I can't see him being Batman.
Oh, I can see that totally.
I can't see
John. The one that I saw really? That wasn't on. There was one that I saw that wasn't on here. Was John Hamm? I think at least
John Hamm. They have ruled out John.
Okay, because I mean, he would at least make a good Bruce Wayne.
I think he would make a great Batman. I think he would make a great both. Yeah, John Hamm would be my pick. Actually,
John Hamm would have been a good Superman.
Yeah, he was also in the running for a little while.
Superman.
Yeah, he was in the running.
As long as it's not Ryan Gosling.
I think we can all agree. I don't think Matthew Good. I think Matthew Good would make a terrible.
Awful.
Who is Matthew Good?
He was Ozymandias in Watchmen.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Another good Flash, maybe, but.
I don't know.
Really? I think.
Yeah.
Out of the five, I'm siding with Richard Armitage.
Really?
Thorn Oakenshield.
Yeah, Richard Armitage.
Okay.
I'll go with that.
And that was a question that was asked through our ask.fm page as well, what we thought. So these are our answers. What do y'all think? I'm curious to know what everybody out there, besides...
We've told them what we think. What they think.
What they should think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if you don't agree with us...
We'll find you.
We will find you and kill you. so let us know what you think as well. Kind of cool. Focus Features, who released Shaun of the Dead, have released a interactive version of the Shaun of the Dead script. It has a lot of Edgar Wright's notes and video clips, and we have a link up on our page for that.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. You can actually see one of the things that Edgar Wright does with each of his movies, he makes big flip charts. And so they do that. Yeah, they do big flip charts before they do anything else, and so you can actually see some of the pages from that. Also related, you can see all three of the Cornetto trilogy in select theaters August 20th. So you can see Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and The World's End.
It's too good.
I'm going to that. It's just too good. I can't miss out on that.
Okay, here's something. This is a question for the uninitiated, that being me.
Okay.
Why is a movie like Paul not considered part of the trilogy? What connects?
Because he didn't direct it.
Oh, because Edgar Wright had nothing to do with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, okay. It was just Simon Pegg and...
And there's no ice cream in it.
With the Cornetto ice cream, yeah. Which I just watched an interview with him yesterday. That's a complete fluke. They've just kind of like accepted people calling it the mm-hmm. Cornetto trilogy. That's not really something they came up with.
Just kind of random with it.
Yeah, but yeah, no, that's outside of it. And Scott Pilgrim obviously doesn't have anything to do with that universe. So, so yeah, you can find all the links for those things on our page. Ethan, tell us some music news.
Tell us, are we going to talk about the new Mumford and Sons?
I mean, something you should know about Ethan. He has a hatred.
Something you should know about me, I say that I hate a lot of things. That doesn't necessarily mean I have a hatred. It means I say I hate a lot of things. Well, I was a big fan of the first Mumford & Sons CD. Let's get that on record.
Okay.
The second one was really good as well.
I have not listened to the second one at all. I heard the first single.
How can you say that you hate?
Exactly. I heard the first single and I said, I'm not going to give it a shot.
At all, but you have stomped their good name into the ground over the last year.
I would go as far to say that. But I will say, I'd never heard. First of all, starting on the song itself, I'd never heard this song. I love the song.
What's the name of the song, Melanie?
Hopeless Wanderer.
Hopeless Wanderer. Okay.
Love the song, and the video
is one of the funniest things.
Oh, loved God. It.
So it stars Jason Sudeikis, Will Forte, Jason Bateman, and
Ed Helms.
Pretty brilliant combination. Oh, yeah. You can tell it's sort of SNL group, but but then obviously the two that aren't in.
Right.
Jason Bateman, which is, kind of have a new light cast on him right now.
Over the last few years, he's just kind of.
He's always a straight man.
Right.
Yeah.
So. And just the fact that. Mumford and Sons are in on the joke, and they're the ones that made this happen. And, they get what they are.
Yeah, it's such a I think it's the biggest. Just hey, fuck you guys. We can look at, this is just we make money off of this. What do you have?
It's funny. What would you say? I mean, you kind of changed.
Yeah, it kind of gave me a new I always thought that they were taking themselves too seriously. That was kind of the impression that I had. But it definitely made me rethink kind of my ideas about him, I guess.
Right on.
Now, I don't want to get into like a huge, deep discussion about this, but I think it is interesting that Mumford & Sons is, I don't want to say they stand alone, but they kind of like are the one beacon of sincerity, some would say to a fault, in the giant ocean of irony that's our culture right now. Like, it seems like there's very few music artists that'll put on a serious face and keep it there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not that I feel like their video is apologizing for it, but they are kind of, they're obviously poking at it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. They're letting you know, and I appreciate that. No, I agree. I mean, I think, I mean, I've kind of always liked them, but I just think that that's to let people know you're in on the joke and that, you know, you don't
like, we get it.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But then you got some good music news this week. One of your favorite bands.
We call it, so that was the bad music news?
I mean, for you.
Because yeah. You were wrong!
I got you. Yeah, I mean, Kings of Leon today, they put out their new music video for Super Soaker.
Super Soaker.
Super Soaker. I don't understand the title.
Okay.
I don't really understand it lyrically, but the song's good.
Beautiful song.
And they then see the song came out for pre-order today on iTunes, so they put out a new track with it. I think
new
it's called
album
for
pre-order.
Yeah, okay. And one of the tracks was out for you can go ahead and like download it. I think it's called Wait for Me. I think it's the name of it.
Do you know when the album comes out?
September 24th.
Cool. Well,
and the video's pretty good. It was interesting to see. They actually looked like they were enjoying themselves.
Which might not have been true this year.
Yeah.
Leading up to this point.
Yeah. And the new song is good. It kind of has a throwback. It kind of sounds more like For Everybody. The only CD they'll know. Only by the Night. The one with Sex on Fire on it. It kind of has that kind of feel to it. But it's, I like it at least, I think.
Cool.
It's worth checking out for sure.
Well, you can pick that up for pre-order now. It said September 24th for the release. Mm-hmm. Cool. Mallory, let's talk about video games. What we got?
It's kind of been a slow week for video game news with the rise of, you know, new consoles and holiday season coming up. Left 4 Dead 3 has been confirmed that it is in the works, which is just proof that Valve can count to 3. Imagine that. It's not the 3 that everyone wants,
right.
Not Half-Life or Portal, but
totally
it's a good...
I'm totally on board for this.
Oh, yeah.
I love Left 4 Dead.
The new Injustice
DLC has been teased this week. Ed Boon has released a few clues, the first of which being this track for a pinball game called Funhouse Pinball. Then he made a reference to Olivia Newton-John and Xanadu, and then he teased or released the couple of lyrics from the Steve Miller Band song Abracadabra. So it, all signs point to
Zatanna.
So that's pretty cool. She might be fun.
It's definitely been one that people have been wanting. I know. That,
really?
Yeah. It was one of the top ones.
I think Martian Manhunter was the one that everyone was.
Yeah, it was Martian Manhunter, Zatanna, Power Girl. Those were some of the ones.
Oh, that... wow. Okay. Well, if you look at the roster, like in the game, there's a spot for one more hero and then two more villains. So. Hopefully.
See, that's, I find that interesting. Two more villains.
Yeah.
I mean, because I would.
Yeah.
I would like to see more Bat villains, obviously. I mean, Killer Croc.
I'm still so mad about Scorpion.
And he's on the hero side.
On the hero side. Why does that make sense to anyone?
None of it makes sense. The fact that he's in the game.
Why Scorpion?
Do you know about this?
I'm pretty much in the dark. Is this a DC versus.
No, this is
just DC.
Okay, Scorpion as in
the
Mortal Kombat.
So,
Scorpion Warner Brothers owns
that's because
just
it's
randomly
right. It's the people who made Mortal Kombat who produced Injustice, and I guess you know as a DLC character they just want to make a little fun like, hey, remember Mortal Kombat?
But
thing
the,
and
but
see,
the thing
I saw the movie. Scorpion is bad.
He's a bad
and he
guy.
He has a monster.
That, but what I think is the thing is that everyone knew they were gonna do.
Face.
Everyone knew they were gonna do Scorpion. I mean, that's Ed Boon's favorite.
I didn't know they were gonna do that.
I'd say Noob Sabat and then be done with it. Deep cuts.
It's just, I don't know. I just didn't find it as a surprise. I just think that's smoke. That's one less character slot for someone that actually.
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
An actual DC hero.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, fuck. I don't know. Zatanna might be cool. Martian Manhunter's kind of weak. I like him, but he's not a great character.
I like Batgirl. I played her for the first time last night. She's
bad.
Better than I thought she would be. End up being better than Martian Manhunter.
So kind
Has
of.
Anybody, have we anybody played as Martian Manhunter?
Yeah, I've got it.
Yeah, me and Mike played it last night.
See, I haven't played as it, so.
Yeah, I'll give you my stuff so you can download it. So, kind of to lead into our weird news, it's kind of video game news, kind of news.
Today, well, I don't know if it happened today, but it was reported today that a 10-year-old who was driving with his grandmother and his sister, his little sister, I think she was like 8, his grandmother passed out at the wheel on the interstate going 60 miles per hour, and the kid was able to somehow steer the car and basically land in a pile, or not a pile, but a
pile of mud.
Big old pile of mud. Real
into a ditch, right?
See, I was thinking
into like a ditch that was really muddy. So, you know, a car came to a stop, you know, which was amazing. No one was even hurt. And he claims that it was all because of what Mario Kart taught him. So,
for everyone that says that
video games are bad,
there you go.
Teach you how to drive.
Okay, if I did behind the wheel what Mario Kart has taught me.
Banana peels everywhere.
Well, there would be many choice words for whoever's else is in the
I just think it's good that he didn't play Grand Theft Auto. Or
it's good. Weird. Wow, that's
There'd
really
be four
strange.
Four dead prostitutes today had he played Grand Theft Auto.
Four more dead prostitutes today.
Fair enough.
Anyway.
Speaking of my trunk.
To move on to weird news. Cameron, do you want to take this away?
I don't even know what to do with this, but it's both weird food, fast food related news.
Let's
Apparently,
do it.
They've, what is this now? They've taken stem cells from a cow and made a burger out of it.
I don't know how they've done it, but they have made a burger in a test tube.
Scientists have come together to
and
make the
delicious.
Least...
it's delicious.
It is?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No. That's what everyone is saying. That it's
they,
actually
but
really
they also
good.
Said
that's
it doesn't...
That's what everyone is saying.
Everyone.
Everyone. Mike, I just had four before I came here.
Brittany told me.
They're also the saying hallway. That...
Everyone's doing it.
They're also saying that it doesn't have the texture of meat, which that's a turnoff.
Do you think it has, like, jello-y texture?
Oh. I throw it in my mouth.
See, I'm a big fan of texture. I mean, there's several.
I'm a big fan of stem cells.
Several foods that I will not eat. Broccoli being. It's the texture. I mean, that
coconut.
Plays a part.
Would you call it
oh,
soylent?
Coconut. Awful.
Soylent what?
A Soylent Brown.
Yeah.
Well, that's a different thing where you're saying the guy in Japan had made.
Oh, yeah. Protein. But in the same way, yeah. The scientists in Japan a few years ago had taken protein strands from human shit. To make steaks and burgers.
Mm. Turb burgers.
Turb burger. Turb burger.
Therefore creating
Soylent
Brown.
Soylent
Brown. Yes. Sounds amazing.
And they said that it was
open your palate, guys.
Would you eat a shit burger?
In a pinch.
Depends on what my bank account looks like.
What if
I don't
really
care
expensive?
If, no.
I mean, it may be.
No, if it was cheap. Like if it was the cheap, yeah. If it was cheaper than Top Ramen.
Yeah. Right. Why not? It's not like it's like actual
because
shit.
They have to
like,
dye
not
it
like...
just to get the color
they have
of
to
a burger.
Dye it red to make it
seem like a burger
and a steak.
You guys want to know some? I mean, that's not too far from like actual fast food.
I don't
want to
talk about this right now.
You sure?
That's
in
a different show.
This is
related news that will make you shit a turd burger. Taco Bell has what, Cameron?
Released. Their breakfast waffle taco.
Breakfast waffle taco. Just because you put a waffle and a sausage patty and an ice cream scooper full of eggs.
And fold it like a taco.
On top of each other. Keep them together, Cam. Does not mean
that you can fold it up and have a taco.
No,
it's not a taco meat.
This opens up limitless possibilities for what we can call tacos now. I mean, if you fold it on its side, it's a taco now.
I can take a pancake, 6 strips of bacon, and some salsa.
Taco.
Technically, omelets are tacos.
Exactly. Oh my god. You just blew my mind.
Egg taco.
Ugh. Wow. All of that sounds bad.
Fold up lawn chair. Taco.
I don't feel like this is, I don't feel
we
like
can taco that.
I don't feel like they're doing a very effective job because this whole thing just makes me want IHOP. So.
Yeah.
I can make my own taco at IHOP with pancake and sausage.
Yeah, Taco Bell, just give us some huevos rancheros and let's not get too creative, okay? Thank you.
Stick to what
well,
you
cool.
know.
Well, we are going to take a quick break, and then we are going to come back and challenge Cameron Childs to Final Fight Trivia. Yeah! And we're back. We are back to challenge one Cameron Childs.
I'm so excited right now.
So fucking excited.
That is right. I'm so fucking ready.
do some Final Fight trivia. Cameron, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, let's just hop right into it. Question one. We're going to start off easy.
Okay.
Who are the three playable characters?
Guy.
Yes.
Cody.
Yes.
Hagar.
Yes, that is point number one for Cameron. What is the name of the city in Final Fight?
They got pretty creative here. Metro.
That is correct. Who is the mayor of Metro City?
Mike Hagar.
That is correct. Wow, knocking him out. What is his daughter's name?
Jessica.
Oh my god. What is the name of the gang that kidnaps her?
The Mad Gear.
Oh my god.
If it ever gets started, that's gonna be the name of my video game music cover band.
Mad Gear?
The Mad Gear.
Right on. Let's see. Who is the final boss of the Mad Gears?
I think it's E. Belger. Something Belger.
It is Belger.
Wow.
What series was the game originally supposed to be a sequel to?
Oh, wow. I've never heard this before. If I had to guess, I'd say Double Dragon, but I have no idea.
Incorrect. First one wrong. It is Street Fighter.
I knew it! Oh my god, because...
Original Street Fighter that nobody's played, I guess?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was originally supposed to, Street Fighter the fighting game, not like Street Fighter the brawler.
That's what I'm saying is that everybody knows Street Fighter 2.
Oh.
But yeah. I personally, I've never heard of anybody that's played the original Street Fighter.
I played the original. Yeah.
Well, fine.
Sorry.
Jesus.
It's just one question.
What system is it on?
Super NES. Okay.
Super NES.
SNES. What wrestler were the Andore characters modeled after?
Andre the Giant.
Yes. I was so pissed when you said that earlier because I was like, man, that one might get him. What Street Fighter character was given most of Hagar's moveset?
Zangief.
That is correct. Question number 10. What must you destroy in the two bonus levels?
A car.
And?
Mirrors.
Wrong.
I mean, panes of glass.
Wrong. Gas pump.
Yep.
Gas pumps.
Yeah.
They hit that gas pump, clearly. The Scott Pilgrim game.
Sorry. But.
You still beat me.
For bragging rights, we have a bonus question.
Okay.
That does not count for points, but you can brag. Name the 6 bosses in the game.
Thrasher, Katana, Idai, Abigail, and Belger.
There's one more between Idai and Abigail.
I think these are from the arcade.
Maybe.
Yeah, because there is the Super Nintendo.
There isn't another villain?
No.
And there isn't, it's Panes of Glass?
There's panes of glass in the Super Nintendo.
Okay.
Are you sure there's not gas pumps?
In the Super Nintendo, there's a...
I'm still counting that as a wrong answer.
That's fine. What's...
Relento.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely not.
All right. But you still got them. But this is to further your... To earn at least 1 point back. Okay.
Okay.
Because I will flex on number 10. What were Thrasher and Quintana's original names that were deemed too offensive for American audiences?
I think I've read this somewhere, but I cannot remember.
It's pretty neat.
If you can get one of them, I'll give you the point back.
Were they offensive because they were named after actual people?
No.
No.
You might be thinking Street Fighter on that one.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson or whatever.
Yeah.
Bison.
Bison.
Oh, shit, yeah. Bison.
That's pretty neat.
I
never even thought about that. Wow.
I know I've read it somewhere, but I can't think of what it is.
All right. Damned. D-A-M-N-D.
Yeah, like apostrophe D.
And Sodom.
Yep.
Well, that brings your grand total to 8.
I like it.
So that was great. Good job, Cameron.
That was fun. I like that.
And we are going to take another quick break and come back with our round table. Welcome, Gun. Here we are.
Guess who's back?
Back again. Guess who's back? Cool, we're here with the very first Real Deal episode roundtable.
I'm glad you didn't say Real Steel.
Ooh, I would have been so mad.
Oh, gosh.
And Ethan is going to head us off. Ethan, what is your roundtable question?
All right, so if you could spend 1 week with any musical artist or band, who would you pick and why would you want to
hang out with them?
Yes.
Mallory.
Man, that's a tough one.
Let me start by saying that's a tough one.
Let me start by stalling.
filibuster.
When I was born.
Since the beginning of time.
It's a tie between either Daft Punk. That one is more for like the places you will go element, you know. They're kind of all over the place right now, you know, and I would love to be able to just go with them and do their thing for a week. It would be amazing.
And wear their helmets.
Yes. Yes, I would have to.
Well, they would make you your own.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I
okay, just we all pick Daft Punk. Next question.
Oh. Aren't they foreign?
What do they do exactly?
Aren't they French?
Who are they?
Do they push buttons?
What do they make? Are they ducks?
Aren't they French?
Yeah.
So who's your other?
And then the other one, just for obvious reasons, would have to be the Avett Brothers. Well, just so I could cry for a week. Just like, you're all so beautiful. I just love you so much.
And then they would never invite
anybody. See, I would say them, but I would never get anything accomplished. Right. I would just stare at their face the entire time.
Right? I would
I agree.
Just like stroke their beards.
It could have gone multiple ways. I'm glad it was beard. Cameron.
Okay, I'm bordering on overthinking this, so I'm going to go with my first instinct, which is a bizarre instinct, but I feel like I need to anyway. They might be Giants.
Really?
Ooh. I do not like their music.
So why would you?
But the thing is, Ethan didn't specify whether I'd just be sitting around a campfire listening to them play. I assumed we would just be hanging out.
So you think they'd be fun guys?
You would like be trying to talk them into making better music for a week?
Well, no, I don't hate their music, but I don't like listen to They Might Be Giants. But they seem like weird, funny guys. And there are bands I like way more, like, you know, Led Zeppelin or the Smashing Pumpkins or whatever. But, like, I don't want to hang out with those people because they're, you know, megalomaniacal, crazy people.
Right.
So, I want to hang out with They Might Be Giants.
Okay. I can dig. I would choose Warren Zevon. I'd dig up his dead bones and...
No, well,
I mean, he would be alive.
Yeah, it's past or present.
Yeah, no, I would want to hang out with Warren.
We'd use a spell, bring him back as a
zombie. Weekend at Warren's.
Yes, weekend at Warren's.
If we can have zombies, I'll do Johnny Cash, but...
Oh, right on. Zombie Johnny Cash. Where's my big bottle of pills, June? shout out to Matt Scott for that one. Yeah, Warren Zevon, I think. Amazing. After his kind of, I wouldn't want to hang out with him when he was in his crazy phase. Like, when he was doing a lot of drugs and drinking a lot.
That would just be scary.
Towards the end of his time, like, real reflective, and just, I would love to talk to that guy.
You wanted to be in the VH1 special.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe before he found out he was dying.
Okay.
Because that's real sad shit. Have you seen it?
No, but I remember when it happened.
So sad. So, yeah, I think that would probably be mine. Either that or the... I mean, I would go with the Avits as well. That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Just to see how different audiences react to them. I think is really neat.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan, your question, your answer?
Yeah, I mean, as we've already said, I would say the Avett brothers, but I don't know. Yeah, I think I would just stare at them in their awe and just if I had to pick, I'd probably say either Nine Inch Nails or Kings Leon.
I was gonna say Nine Inch Nails.
Nine Inch Nails seems more of a Trent Reznor thing, so I'm not getting the full band thing out of it.
You would just want to be with Reznor.
Yes.
He would let them bang your bottom
intimately. Intimately. I'll say Kings Leon because they're a local band. I think they would be fun to like party with and hang out with and stuff.
Right on. Cool. Good question.
Yeah.
Good way to start us off. Mallory.
My question is completely original. No one's ever thought of this question before.
Jerk.
Except Mike.
If you had to remake any film, which would it be? And what new element or spin would you put on said film to make it, you know, kind of like your signature, whatever?
Cameron!
All right.
Let's go. So what I've picked and... You know, it's not necessarily that the whole movie needs to be remade, but it's Batman Begins. And as a whole, the movie works, but there's part of it, that being the Scarecrow, that is not great at all. Cillian Murphy does a great job because he's a good actor, whatever. But
right.
Or whatever.
And he's got good bone structure, I guess, yes, is what Mallory wants me to say. I don't know. But...
I won't say what my mother said about him.
She would bone him. Mm. No? Oh, I know what she said. Yeah, never
mind. Mike knows what she said.
Oh. Yeah, we can't. Okay. I'll say it. She said that he had good dick-sucking lips.
Dick-sucking lips.
DSLs. That's what she said about Cillian Murphy.
I hadn't had that thought. But
I hope she listens to this podcast.
Maybe.
Kathy, you
the
said
Scarecrow,
that.
The Scarecrow is one of the cooler villains in the Batman universe. And
one that you could still do real world and still be scary, you know.
Right. I think the thing is, his whole thing is fear. He's not strong. He can't beat Batman up.
Right.
But
he can scare him real bad.
Yeah, he can scare him. He can make him see visions of his parents blaming him for his death. Right?
Yes.
Right.
So I don't understand how that translates to he makes an entire Manhattan type island see other people with glowy eyes.
You're like summing it down to be something like,
but
just
that's
so
what it was.
Okay. I didn't feel that it was so much as that as
it was shaky cam and glowy eyes.
And people talked kind of weird.
It was just that whole let's also try to keep it real world, you know, they
right.
kind of
yeah. But I like I said, and Cameron will agree, you could have still had that real world and be scary.
I think the idea of the gas was that it just induced fear, not necessarily like this is supposed to scare you. I think it was supposed to make you feel,
but it was silly. It wasn't
they may
fear.
Have been scared, but I was not. I needed to feel the fear and I
right.
did not.
Interesting side note, when they were going to make a sequel to Batman and Robin, they were going to use the Scarecrow with Nicolas Cage playing the Scarecrow.
What a movie that
now was. That would have been terrifying.
And Madonna as Harley Quinn.
Oh no.
Cruel fates, why have you denied it?
So let's be thankful.
The person that thought of that's dead now, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Good.
I am going to have to go with, because I didn't have a better answer, I'm going to have to go with The Purge on this one. I feel like the Purge's concept is such a brilliant concept. Yes. And the thing that I would do differently, I would not make it terrible. No, I would have it revolve around everyday people instead of the super rich and how they're affected by the Purge. Have it take place on the street and, you know, have the common man making it through a night, you know, Purge night.
Is the common man capitalized?
Yes.
Good. I like that.
His name is Joe Common Man. Yes.
could you also please not cast Ethan Hawke?
Ethan Hawke would not be anywhere near it.
He should play every role.
It would be... anyway.
In an Orphan Black
type. Yes. I would make it street level. You know, have... Because I think that's scarier than how, like, a fortified house is making it through.
No, yeah. I mean, let's be honest. The concept was brilliant, and it doesn't take much to do a better movie than what they did. All you have to do is not...
last appearance.
I guess. All you have to do is not have 50 off-screen
gunshots. Gunshots, and it was just bad. It was just not good. Ethan?
Okay.
You're about to break my heart, I think.
No, well, yes and no. I picked Monster Squad, one of my all-time favorites. And it's not so much that it doesn't need fixing.
You're right.
It's the perfect movie. But it's more so that people need to know that this is a movie. And they need to experience what we had and what we saw was that you can have all these creatures and monsters in a fun movie. And that this movie can be for kids, and that it can be, you know, it just needs to be seen because it's what made me love everything monster and everything horror, you know, watching this over and over on VHS.
Well, there's just not anything like that anymore.
I mean, there really isn't. There's no fun, scary movies. We have the home invasions and all that. I'm tired of that. I want something where I can have fun.
I'm not necessarily tired of it, but I would like to have something that's fun that would get people
excited about horror.
And so that's why I would do that.
Families.
I would be like, this is spooky, this is creepy or whatever, but this is okay for the whole family to come see and to enjoy, you know?
I like that. I want to make Monster Squad with Jason and Freddy as the monsters. And Pinhead. Let's make that one.
That's a...
The Despicables.
The Despicables. Mallory, your question, your answer.
Okay. Two part.
Oh, God.
First part. Where the Wild Things Are. I loved it, and I think I'm one of only who loved it. And I don't think there was that much wrong with it. However, I would remake it. And I would probably add a combination of some of the actual, like, artwork of the book, like, you know, kind of animated in a way mixed in with, you know, still the live-action feel to it, too. I think, you know, the actual, the animated part would be while he's, you know, with the wild things, and, you know, I just think it'd be a cool element, because I think that's kind of where his mindset was. But, you know, I'm thinking way too into this children's book, just like the movie did, according to everyone.
Right, yeah.
You're wrong.
No, I mean, the movie sucked. Sucked a big old dick.
And then secondly would be...
Go ahead, sorry.
Rude.
Walt said kettle to the pot.
Street Sharks.
Is that your second one?
No.
It hasn't even been made?
Reanimator.
Get the fuck out of town. What would you do differently?
Elaborate. That's the thing, is I cannot think of what I...
All right, well then don't say things you don't understand.
I do. No, I just want to remake that.
Well, it could probably be updated.
Yeah.
I think it could be updated, but you have to find... Don't go saying things unless you have an answer.
Okay, Ethan didn't give me a new fun element to the movie he would
remake. But he had something. You've got nothing.
You wouldn't let me explain it.
Nothing!
You said this wasn't going to be one of those shows where everyone just attacked me, and it's really stressful, and I can't do this anymore.
It is. Welcome.
Reanimated, because I love it. And I think it could be updated. I really
do. I'd love to see either a sequel or a reboot. I definitely would.
I think that is a role Matthew Good could play.
Oh, that would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Good as a reanimator? That's kind of crazy.
Yep.
Herbert West.
Herbert West.
Cool.
All right.
Cameron.
Do you want the really wordy version that I gave you earlier, or do you just want the simple question?
I mean, give us the really wordy version for the folks at home, and then we can answer the simple version.
Okay. You have just directed your first movie. You are 26 years old. You're a film school graduate from UCLA. Your first movie was very artsy in the realm of Beast of the Southern Wild. You've gotten a lot of buzz, whatever. You're a video game freak.
You just got a Starbucks coffee. And,
yes. You're sitting down in Starbucks. You get a telephone call.
A cellular telephone call.
You
get a Google Glass call.
Thanks to AT&T.
It's some guy on the phone.
He's Hollywood.
It's Hollywood.
Hollywood's calling.
Hollywood's calling ring, for you, ring. young hotshot artsy director. We know you're a video game freak. What? And we've got a franchise we're wanting to develop. It's Metal Gear.
What?
Now look here, hotshot. You can take elements from whatever game you like, but you have to center most of the story around one game.
Of the franchise.
Okay. Back to the NES roots, if you like. And you need to give us an idea of how you're going to cast it. So you definitely need a Solid Snake, and probably a Liquid Snake, and an Otacon. You need to pick at least two or three cast members.
Okay.
Talk to me, baby.
Wow. I'm going with Metal Gear Solid. You know, let's just start right out of the gate, because then I leave myself room to do prequel if I need to with Snake Eater. But yeah, I would want to do Metal Gear Solid. I may, for simplicity's sake, because I don't know how easy, and because Hollywood's, you know, apt to do this, how easy it would be to fit into the game, I may not include Raiden or Ninja in the first game, in Solid, right? It's just Ninja?
Well, Gray Fox.
Gray Fox, yeah. I may not include that character. Psycho Mantis would be in there. Mm. And who else was in that one? The
villain-wise?
Yeah.
Liquid Snake.
Raven? Something Raven?
Yeah. I don't have a real good memory of the
boss. Raven Simone?
That is so Raven.
She was in it.
There's a one with birds. This much I know.
Yeah, the bird one. And then yeah but no, I would include all the big villains and then have, you know, the mech at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Ethan.
You gotta cast a
couple. I have to cast him?
We can go around and
Josh Brolin as Solid Snake.
Alright.
That's like good. It. Come on.
That's pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
But I guess he would have to play Liquid too, wouldn't he? Or somebody similar.
They have clones, man.
Yeah, but they don't really look alike in the game, do they?
A little bit. You can tell that it's...
So it could be somebody similar looking? Man, I don't know. I don't know who looks enough. Yeah, my rugged Josh Brolin looks.
James Brolin.
It would be, yes, I'd cast James Brolin. Let's see. For Liquid, for Psycho Mantis. Oh, geez, that one's hard.
Yeah, how do you cast Psycho Mantis?
I mean, that would Doug Jones.
Oh,
Psycho Mantis is, but Doug Jones can play anything.
Yeah, he would make an.
Who's Doug Jones?
He was the creature suit guy from Pan's Labyrinth and
Abe
Sapien.
Yes,
he would make an awesome Psycho Mantis.
Yes. Yeah, that's.
And then. The Raven fella. I don't know.
You don't have to pick a whole thing.
Okay. Well, are those good?
Yeah.
You cast the whole movie right now.
Hollywood's on the phone. They're on hold.
There's no such thing as casting director.
Who's the computer guy that he's always talking to?
Otacon?
Yeah. Alan Tudyk from Tucker and Dale. I'd cast him as Otacon. Or Nathan Fillion.
Oh my god!
Wow. Nathan Fillion would make
it. Oh my god! So let's make this movie, guys.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Wow.
All right.
Okay, moving on.
Here we go.
I don't really know what all that stuff you said. I'll say the only Metal Gear Solid game I played. I think I played Metal Gear Solid. I think I played Metal Gear Solid 2.
All right.
one of the ones that was first made for PlayStation 2 when they first started, like, rebooting them or whatever, or recreating them.
Yeah, yeah.
For some reason, the person that I thought to play Solid Snake was Kit Harington.
Who's that?
Jon Snow.
Oh, right on.
That's...
on Game of Thrones.
Exactly who I was going to say.
I'm not really sure why. I just feel like it's a fit.
Yeah.
Those other people you said, yes. And stuff and things.
All right. Mallory.
I just want to start off by saying...
Oh, God.
How do you, like... I love Metal Gear.
Right.
But no one understands the plot to Metal Gear.
No, that's what you would have to change things. Like, you would have to really make it more accessible for people.
I will say I would probably start with 3, even though...
It's a prequel?
Like, there's some villains I would want to put in there that aren't in 3, so that's really frustrating. No,
you can do that, though.
You have to recreate. You're recreating.
I want to start with 3. I really like how 3 even starts, like, from a game standpoint. I would love to, you know, the whole, like, in the jungle type thing. I think that's really awesome. Yeah, Jon Snow, whatever the actor's name is, that's exactly who I would cast.
Right on.
And I would really want Psycho Mantis to be in 3, like, as a movie standpoint. And
I have to go back. I would run, because he's in the game and I forgot about him, and I would want him in the movie Revolver Ocelot.
Oh,
Rutger Hauer. As Revolver Ocelot.
Interesting. Oh my God.
It's funny because you guys are picking actors that I picked, but for different people.
Oh, wow.
Oh, did you pick Rutger Hauer for somebody? Oh, cool. All right, so what's your...
Well, or it's like a secondary pick.
Are you good?
No, yeah, I'm good.
Okay, so I think, yeah, you have to go with main plot being Metal Gear Solid, but acting as if it's kind of a first chapter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
Flashing back to Snake Eater, young Snake is played by the kid from... I've been thinking about this all day, by the way.
No, that's fine.
Young Snake is played by the guy that played Gambit, the Friday Night Lights kid, John Carter.
Kishner.
He needs a second chance.
Okay. Okay.
John Carter was not his fault. old Snake. Well, actually, let me get to...
Fun fact, John Carter was one of the biggest movies to put... Who did that movie? Put that company in debt.
Disney,
yeah, it was one of the biggest
it's a
money
bomb.
Loss.
Oh,
yeah.
I think anybody who's listening to this probably is well aware of what a shit turd that movie was.
I thought it was good. I thought it was watching. I've never seen it.
I mean, in terms of like it tanked in the toilet.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
Okay, here are some of my choices.
I don't know what that means.
I'm sorry, but everybody was you were incorrect on Ocelot.
Oh, okay.
It's Gary Oldman.
Oh my God, he would.
Gary Oldman.
Yes, he was born.
But
to
be fair, Gary Oldman could play anything.
He should play every role.
Every role.
There we go.
Gary Oldman in Metal Gear Solid.
If anybody's ever seen him in True Romance,
Gary Oldman is Metal Gear Solid.
True Romance.
Metal Gear Solid featuring
Otacon. This is Oddball. Thomas Lennon.
Oh, really?
John Lennon's son.
Yes,
from Reno 911.
Reno 911. He's the comic
Dangle.
Yeah.
Oh.
As Otacon.
Yeah, you give him a wig. I don't know, man.
Okay.
It's out there.
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Psycho Mantis, Willem Dafoe.
Yes.
Little old.
I can see that. Like
maybe voice.
I'm a fan of Willem Dafoe.
Gray Fox, Jamie Fox.
What?
Yeah.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Is that a serious one?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
He's a robot ninja. He would basically just, I don't know, do some training. And
right.
Be in a bodysuit.
Okay.
Okay, Meryl.
Oh, I forgot about her.
What's her name from The Walking Dead? The farm girl. Glenn's girlfriend.
Oh, Maggie.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can dig that. Yeah, yep,
she's got the
you
look.
You thought about this way longer than we all did.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. I mean, yeah. So the colonel that you talked to on the codec, Daniel Craig.
Okay.
I
might go older for him.
And then Solid Snake.
Here we go.
Obviously, it's oh, wait, Liquid Snake. This is hard. Dolph Lundgren was, like, my second choice.
Oh, gosh. I'm scared for your first.
Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta age him a little bit.
Yeah.
You do have to age him, but, yeah.
He can do it.
buff him up, and he's good to go.
So who's your solid? So
I wanted to pick somebody who's a little past their prime.
Okay.
Colin Farrell.
Mm-mm. Oh, no.
You don't like that at all?
Man, you were on a roll, and now I hate you.
I think it's just left field enough to work, though.
Oh, man. You gotta clean him up.
That's what I'm saying.
Buff him up, clean him up, knock the dings out of him.
But that's the thing. In my mind, Solid Snake is a pretty rough dude. He's not, but I'm not getting that.
But it's kind Colin Farrell.
It's like casting Ashton Kutcher as Steve Jobs. That's how bad that is.
I don't know that one. I'm not with you on that one, but I'm following. Wait, who'd you cast Rutger Hauer as?
Oh, he was my second choice for Liquid Snake.
Oh,
because he's you'd have to, I mean, they have to both
third
be
choice.
Old. So if Rutger Hauer is playing Liquid Snake,
right?
I feel like if that's old Liquid Snake, old Solid Snake is Kurt Russell. Snake Plissken.
Oh my God, that movie's perfect. If he's not, he plays the general. Come on, that's a better general.
Yes,
that's a better older general.
That is much better.
Awesome, really good question. That was awesome.
Good job.
Cool. Well, we would love to know. We're going to post these, and we would love to know everybody else's casting, but that's a pretty damn good.
By the way, I did look it up, and there has been lots and lots of speculation
on
the Metal Gear movie.
Absolutely.
Well, Kojima has said himself, like, I think it was back in like 2006 when he wanted to start.
That's exactly it. And a lot of people put Christian Bale as
That was something I thought about. Christian Bale.
He could do it, but I almost feel like it's too obvious.
It's too obvious, right? Because that was my first thought.
At this point. In 2006, it wasn't.
Right.
But.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Good.
Mike, what's your question?
My question is not as good. because comic book movies are in vogue right now, if you were in control of one comic book property to adapt into a film, what would it be, and what would you do?
Mm-hmm.
And there may be additional questions based on who you pick. Ethan Hudson.
Either Swamp Thing.
Okay.
Or Animal Man.
Who's playing Swamp Thing?
Who's playing Swamp Thing?
Yes.
I don't know, because it would depend on if we go back. So you have to figure, I base everything off New 52 where I've started reading. So Alec Holland. Maybe Thomas Jane. I don't know.
Oh, Tom Jane would make it cool.
It would work. I mean,
all right.
You would probably need the same kind of thing, I guess, for Animal Man.
Yeah.
It would be one of those two, though. Those are my two favorites.
Who's playing Arcane?
Oh, man. I don't know. That could be. I could see Willem Dafoe as that, actually.
Yes, I could.
He's got the crazy eyes and the
What's the daughter name? Abigail?
Yes.
Who would play Abigail? Yeah. That's a hard one.
That is hard. But that would definitely be...
Oh, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Mara.
Yeah. Mara Rini.
She would make a good...
That's true.
Abigail
Arcane. That would be perfect. But those are two that, like, you don't instantly... You've got the established universes, or the established comics you go to.
Right.
I want to see the ones that normal people don't think about. You know what I mean? Like, the... Swamp Thing, definitely.
Right on. Mallory.
I want to say Frankenstein, Agent of Shade so bad because no one gave that a chance and it was amazing and it got shot down real quick and that's really upsetting, so I would love to revive it because it's strong enough to be revived. However, I love Batgirl too much.
Batgirl?
More specifically, the death of the family story arc, which was not a very strong story, but the stuff with her and her mother in that is, I think, would make for such an awesome
movie. Who are you casting as Batgirl? Nothing?
I don't know. I really don't. Who do you cast as Batgirl?
No, I don't know.
Barbara Gordon, right?
Barbara Gordon.
Redhead? Do we need a redhead?
People can dye their hair.
But if you're going to pick a redhead, Elizabeth Winstead. Boom!
Kat Dennings, maybe?
She's too snarky.
She's too snarky.
I don't know if I could see her. Maybe.
But I mean, I'm not... Who's
the villain? Joker?
The Joker, yeah. Yeah.
Who's going to play the Joker?
We can't. He's a shadowy figure.
No.
He Matthew has to Good be again.
Wow. You're all over it. All right.
No, I don't know.
Crispin Glover.
Danny Glover.
Maybe. Yes.
The guy who cosplays
as the Joker.
Harley's Joker?
Yeah.
I bet he could do it. He's a little too classic Joker, and that's too grittier.
Right on.
But anyways.
I'm having a hard time here.
All right.
because most of the comic books that I've really loved, not being like an avid reader,
right.
Have already been made into movies, and pretty good ones, in my opinion. Like The Watchmen, contrary to a lot of people's opinion, I thought was really good.
I love Watchmen.
Wonderful.
Okay, well, some people hate it.
Well, we have good taste.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I kind of... what do you think about this?
All right.
Like... Picture. Just in Adventures of Gambit.
Maybe. You, man, you're all for Gambit, huh? You like your Gambit.
You like your Gambit.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you say that? Because Yeah. Well, I think it's most people's consensus that he wasn't given a fair shake in a Wolverine.
I don't know if he could carry his own movie. Like, that character.
Is he just going to throw cards the entire movie?
He might put his hand on a wall and make it blow up.
He could do that, too.
He could spin his kendo stick or whatever that Donatello had.
Well, you know, I think part of Gambit's origin in the comics was that he like found Storm as she had been reverted to a child somehow, and he saved her.
I can't speak to the validity of that statement.
Okay, well,
I don't know about that either.
I read it a very long time ago.
All right, so you're going with Gambit.
Adventures of Gambit.
That's a Gambit.
So you would call it the...
It's just him being a charming rogue. And
right on.
Not unlike a...
Who would the villain be?
Mr. Sinister.
Absolutely. Gotta be.
Who plays Mr. Sinister? Who would play Mr. Sinister?
The guy who played Sinestro. Mark Strong.
Okay.
Is that it? Is that his name? Mark Strong? No, that's not right.
I've heard that name before, but I can't remember.
He was the guy who played Lord Blackwood in Sherlock Holmes. I feel like augmented, like do makeup and then augmented with CGI, he would make an awesome Mr. Sinister.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That's who I'm picking. Cool. Good one. My pick. I have control of a comic book series, and I'm turning it into a movie. And I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again.
Oh, here we go.
Hackslash. Hackslash would be my pick. Till the end of time.
Alright, who do you cast?
As Cassie?
Yes.
Cassie Hack. Probably, Mary Elizabeth. I mean, she'd make a really good one. So would Jane Levy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jane Levy, I think, would be more so. Mary, I don't know, I always see Mary Elizabeth Winstead as more not... I don't know, I don't think she's aggressive enough.
Nah, probably not. Jane Levy could do it.
She could definitely
do it. Yeah, she could.
Kat Denning could probably...
Kat Dennings could do it.
Would actually pretty good.
And I think Mary Elizabeth Winstead would be better for Batgirl.
Yeah.
For Barbara.
I don't know who you... I don't feel like you could do her big sidekick as a person. Like, I mean, I feel like that would have to be part suit.
Yeah.
But if you were going to do it as a person, I would do Derek Mears, who played Jason in the remake of Friday the 13th. He's a big dude. Or Tyler Mane. And then have somebody else do the voice. And then the lunch lady. That would probably just be man in a suit, like creature effect.
Yeah, it would have to be.
But a lot of it would be, you know, like a lot of it would be creature suit stuff. But I think that would be a hell of a movie to make.
It would be so much fun.
Well, cool. That's it, gang.
Wow.
We have completed.
The first ever.
The first round table.
Alpha.
Numero
uno. Not beta.
Nope. Numero uno, yes.
That's original. Sorry, that was really shitty. I didn't mean for that to be a shitty answer.
And on that note,
I'll be right back.
On that note, that is the end of the first episode. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. As we've said before, and you may have noticed, all of these things will be available on our Facebook page, and you can find us at facebook.com/biggerboat
or sorry, little Jaws for you. Bigger Show podcast.
This has anything to do with Jaws?
What?
What's Jaws?
Street Sharks.
Street Sharks!
It's like Street Sharks, but in the water. So, yeah. So
we have an Instagram, too.
We do have an Instagram. What is our Instagram
name? Bigger Show Podcast.
Bigger Show Podcast.
Bigger Show Podcast.
So for We're Gonna Need a Bigger Show, this has been...
Ethan Hudson.
Mallory D.F. Burns.
Cameron B. Childs.
And I am Mike D. Thank y'all so much for listening, and we will see y'all next week.
Keep it slutty.